David in Wyoming is shopping around for some insulation. How can we help you with that?
Yes, I'm very interested in making a comparison between two similar products, the pros and cons of each, and, of course, the comparative values, one being a water-carried open-cell spray-in foam insulation.
Okay.
The other one being a closed-cell spray-in type of insulation. The open cell, I believe, is vehicle carried by water. The closed cell is, I believe, carried by some form of urethane.
Right. Mm-hmm. And where are you thinking about using this insulation, David? Is this in a new house?
New home construction, stud wall cavities, and right. ceiling joist.
Okay. Well, David, that's a very good question. One product that we've had a lot of experience with that is a spray foam insulation is Isonine. It's a product that's manufactured out of Canada, distributed in the United States, and they actually have a very a green formula that has as its basis linseed oil. And so I think it's a very eco-friendly product and then one that does a really good job because it both seals and insulates at the same time. So I would add that to the mix. And I think that rather than decide whether it should be open or closed cell, look for a product that's got a good reputation and one that's very eco-friendly. And you know, let the manufacturer worry about what the carrying system is to get it to your walls. If you look at one that's you know, got low VOCs, very eco-friendly, I think you'd be very happy because, again, it seals and insulates at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And you know what the web scene for Isonine is? Icynene.com.
Right, okay. Very good.
All right, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.